Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, friends with fins, friends with fingers, and friends of friends with fins or fingers. You've tuned in to another episode of Tales with a Whale, starring me, Betty the Blue Whale. Yes, that's right. This here is the only podcast hosted by a blue whale who's also a marine biologist and expert in all things aquatic. You might also know me for my appearances on the exciting Whale of a Tale series, also available from the good folks at Go Kid Go, where I pop in on the adventures of those stalwart siblings, Xavier and Atlas, as they explore the deep. Well, here on Tales with a Whale, we like to talk about all the marvelous and majestic marine life and the big, beautiful oceans where they live. Now, because the podcast has been getting pretty popular lately, all thanks to regular listeners like you, I've been asked to do a little sponsored content in the beginning of the show. And my very first ad is for none other than my own brother, Billy the Blue Whale, who's just opened his first all-underwater restaurant. So, if you happen to be a whale and are swimming by, check out Billy the Blue Whale's Bar and Krill. It's got everything for your whale of an appetite. Why not try out his specialty sandwich, the Krill Cheese? That's Billy the Blue Whale's Bar and Krill, located right here in the Pflugerville Ocean. Tell him Betty sent you for 4 clams off your krill bill.
Howdy, Betty. I just got back from Billy's Bar and Krill, and boy, those grilled jalapeno poppers sure are going fast.
Thanks, Bubbles. I'm sure Billy appreciates your support. Okay, back to the show. As usual, I'm coming here from the famous underwater studio, here at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean, backed by those magnificent musical muscles, the All Clam Jam Band. You know, the jam band has a recent offer to get into commercials, too. But they didn't want to shell out. Okay, fair enough, guys. That wasn't my best. Okay, folks, time to move on with today's show. And we're going to start out like we usually do, with some more fundamental and forthright facts about marine mammals like me, in a segment we call Cetacean Sensation.
I feel great anticipation for the coming narration. And that's no aberration.
Thanks, Bubbles. So, here we go with today's fact. Now, we've talked a lot on the show about how whales like to migrate. Well, did you know that the gray whale has the longest migration of any whale or any mammal on earth or sea? It's true. Every year, the gray whale will travel in groups, which we call pods, over 10,000 miles, and sometimes as much as 14,000 miles from their usual home in the Arctic all the way to warmer waters around Mexico to breed. And they do that every year. Over the course of an average lifespan of 40 years, that means a gray whale has traveled enough to go all the way to the moon and back. That's pretty darn far.
Ooh.
That's one small swim for a gray whale, but one giant splash for whale kind.
Good one, Bubbles. Okay, folks, time to move on to the main feature of tonight's show. And because today's Wednesday, that means it's time for another chilling and thrilling edition of Underwater Mystery Theater. Today's episode is going to take us all the way to the Middle East to a very weird and interesting body of water known as the Dead Sea. But don't worry, there's nothing scary about the Dead Sea, and the name is pretty misleading in other ways too. The Dead Sea is actually a lake and isn't connected to the ocean at all, which is what makes it so interesting. The Dead Sea lies between Israel and Jordan. It's actually the lowest point on the entire Earth, over 1,300 feet below sea level. The Dead Sea gets its water from the Jordan River. But while the water flows from the river into the Dead Sea, there's nowhere else for the water to go once it gets there. And because the area is pretty warm, that means the water evaporates off the lake, leaving the lake full of lots of minerals, but especially salt. The salt actually comes from the rocks that are found on and around the Dead Sea, not actually from the ocean itself. Over time, as more salt got into the Dead Sea and the water evaporated, this made the Dead Sea very, very salty. The water in the Dead Sea is about one-third salt, which makes it 8 times more salty than the water you'd find in the ocean. That's definitely salty. And all that salt has had all kinds of unusual effects. For one, it makes people float on top of the water. It's actually very difficult to swim in the Dead Sea. People just float on top because of how dense their bodies are compared to the salty water. That's pretty funny, huh? But you definitely want to keep that salty water off your face and eyes, and you don't want to drink it. Ugh, yuck. All that salt also makes it very difficult for anything to live there, which is why it's called the Dead Sea, because no fish or plants can survive in there. However, scientists have discovered that there are some things that are able to live in the Dead Sea, like bacteria and some forms of algae. They've also discovered that there are some occasional freshwater vents that pour into the salty water that help support some of these small life forms. It's another great example of just how amazing and resilient life is, and how you can sometimes find it in the strangest of places. Unfortunately, the Dead Sea's water level is going down. Part of the problem is that a lot of the water from the Jordan River was diverted to support farming in the surrounding countries. The water level comes down every year, and the sea isn't even as long as it was 50 years ago. However, countries have come together to sign agreements to help support the Dead Sea, so there's hope that they could stabilize the waters and keep the Dead Sea around for everyone to enjoy long into the future. Well, folks, that means we're just about out of time tonight. I want to thank Bubbles the Seahorse, and of course, the amazing All Clam Jam Band. And if you're fishing for more great content, be sure to check out all the other offerings from Go Kid Go. There's always something new to check out. Oh, hey, look at this. I just got a text from my brother Billy. He said he liked the commercial spot, but wants me to talk more about how delicious the seafood is at the restaurant. Come on, Billy. Now you're just fishing for compliments. Glad you liked that one, folks. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next show. Until then, happy swimming.
Woohoo! Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.